The following programming is sponsored by Bloomer's Home and Garden Center. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Welcome to Bloomers in the Garden. I'm Len Schroeder.
And I'm Julio Zamora.
You are ready for an exciting show because we're excited because we have no idea what we're going to talk about. We're freestyling today.
All right.
We're going to talk about important areas of gardening and landscaping and how to get the most from your garden center, that's for sure.
Sure.
And when this show ends, you'll know what to ask when you go to visit your garden center. You're going to know what to do not to be a brown thumb. It's going to be an exciting show. So stay tuned. We'll be right back in the garden right after this.
Bloomers in the Garden is brought to you each week by Bloomers Home and Garden Center. Bloomers is an award-winning garden center just 20 minutes from Philadelphia. Bloomers has been providing expert advice turning brown thumbs green for over 30 years. At Bloomers, we want you to ask us every question, even if you think it's silly. We share information in a friendly, non-judgmental way that is meant to teach and spread the joy of gardening. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center in Washington Township, Gloucester County. For directions, go to bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden. Fertilome's Triple Action contains 70% neem oil and 0.25% pyrethrins as a concentrate and ready to spray. It is an insecticide, fungicide, and miticide labeled to use on vegetables, fruits, nuts, herbs, spices, and ornamentals. This organic OMRI-listed product controls a wide variety of insect pests and diseases, including aphids, scale, spider mites, white flies, rust, leaf spot, and powdery mildew. This insecticide is an all-in-one bottle that will cure just about any problem you may run into throughout the year. Fertilome's Triple Action has been helping gardeners across the country for years. Best to apply in late evening and early morning hours. Mix 1 ounce, which is equivalent to 2 tablespoons in a gallon of water. The best part is Triple Action may be used up to the day of harvest. So the next time you are visiting your favorite garden center, ask for Fertilome's Triple Action and expect to have the best-looking plants in the neighborhood.
You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or see and hear us by subscribing to Bloomers' YouTube channel. Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley every Saturday. First, wake up with us at 6 a.m. on WNWR The Word at 95.3 FM and 1540 AM. Tune in at 8 a.m. to Bloomers in the Garden Radio on Talk 860 WWDB. A rebroadcast of Bloomers in the Garden Radio is played each Saturday evening at 5 p.m. on The Word, 95.3 FM and 1540 AM. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard throughout the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden. Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. My name is Len Schroeder, and I'm here with Julio, who has a cold. You may hear him cough in the background. Aaron's here. Sam's running the show because we've had a busy week. My daughter just gave birth to a bouncing baby boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's now Jacob George Herman is now in this world.
How many pounds was that?
He was 9.5 pounds. Oof. 21 Good. Inches.
There you go.
19 hours of labor.
Wow.
But
got a middle linebacker over there.
That's Man. Right. It's like, you know, by the way, you know, Howie Roseman, you know.
Yeah,
you
right. know,
you're interested, you can sign him now. We just need a big deposit.
Wow. Congratulations, man. Absolutely
you,
to you and your family, man. That's
yeah,
beautiful, bro.
First grandchild. So
pictures look amazing.
Yeah.
Like a lot of smiles, man. Glad for you, man.
Lot of smiles. Yeah. Lot of smiles. So we're definitely excited. So Steve's got more to do than to worry about the yard anymore.
Yes,
so
he's
gonna, we're going to lose him for, yeah. for good content.
Yeah.
Don't worry about the bumpy lawn right now.
Yeah. Sorry. Things are going to be a lot more bumpy.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. In time to come.
Right. Anyway, so today's show is going to be kind of ad lib. Julio had a great idea, and it was the day in the life at the nursery, and that Julio is in the nursery department all the time, and he deals with customers constantly, and that is what he does, and that he is the best at it. And Julio, when you were thinking of this idea, right, tell me your inspiration, and what did you want to tell our listeners?
Right. I just want the listeners to, I just want them to know that we put a lot of effort into thinking of what's going on in the industry, and we set the highest standards in the industry because of the fact that we, at Bloomers, I know at Bloomers we have quality products.
Right.
And we sell quality products. And when you're selling that type of product, you feel like you've got the best in the business.
Yeah, and we do. We do. It's selling success, and we often use the TLC, and it's not tender, loving care. It's think like the customer. Right. And it's thinking like the people that come in, and we have such a wide range. We have people that are coming in. I mean, if one more person comes in looking for Ichabod eggplant, which we can't get right now, but it's the other part of that is where people are just going to, they want to put in a tree, but they're not sure of what type or how or why, and then we walk them through the steps. So if you're listening at home or thinking about putting in a tree in your yard, yes, trees get their leaves during the summertime and that they shade your house and they can help your air conditioning, lower your air conditioning bill, and then they lose their leaves in the winter so the sun can come back on your house and helps heat your house. There's so many more things than just, I want to put in a tree. Yeah, you know, there's things to think about. How big is it going to grow? What are the roots going to be like? Is it going to be an issue? And that there are so many different options because you could have a medium-sized tree, like, say, a Japanese maple. I've noticed driving around recently of how beautiful that the blood-good Japanese maples are. Those ones, beautiful. Red-leaved. The leaves are on the smaller side, but they're not finely palmated. They just have a great look to them, and it has that color that you can't get from other things. So that's the kind of things. We're detectives, aren't we, Julio?
Oh, yeah, we are. We have to know everything about the products, and we have great knowledge because we're given that knowledge.
Right.
Yeah, that's definitely one of the things that I was going to point out, that people come in looking and seeking that knowledge that you guys provide back there in the nursery. I can't answer a lot of those questions. And so my first reaction is to find someone who can, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And usually it's the nursery
guys. The other day
guys.
When we were shorthanded, Julio called out because he was sick and he still is. What a trooper.
My man.
But just like the show.
For sure.
Like, we want you listening out there in radio world or podcast world or YouTube world, call us. Call us with your questions because we get questions. And no, there is no stupid question. Yeah. Don't be embarrassed. We get questions like, I want a yellow plant that was in my grandmother's backyard when I was growing up as a kid, and I fell off the swing, and it was near there, and it was always bright yellow, and it was really cheery.
Right. We'll figure that out.
Okay. I know exactly what it is. Yeah. Right? It's a euonymus marginata, which is basically a golden marginata, which is a euonymus that bright, bright yellow. Mm. I know exactly what it is. But it doesn't have leaves. It's like, then I know, we also know what it is. It's a conifer, so that's going to be more than likely, it's going to be a gold thread cypress.
Mm-hmm. That's, you won't get that from the big box stores.
That's,
I can
it.
Guarantee you that.
Oh, yeah. They it's a widget.
Yeah, you know? For sure.
It's sell it, yeah. Whatever. But with us, we're trying to solve problems. And that most of your local garden centers, that's what they do, and that's what they specialize in. You're not going to get that on the internet. Right. We have had more issues. I had... Actually, a friend sent me a picture of a plant. It's like, we can grow this in here, right? No, it was a house plant that somebody put in their yard, and it was on the internet. It was purple, and it was cool, but it wasn't hardy. It was going to die. It was going to freeze. You know, it's a type of hosta, right? It's like, no, it is not hardy. It will not grow here. So be careful where you're looking for your information. I like sticking with the colleges and, again, Rutgers, Penn State, all the colleges that are near you. But when you start going to colleges and you've got stuff out in California or Texas, we can't grow those things. Yeah. Just saying. We can't grow those things. So climate and temperate zone, like, again, our listening area is zoned between 5 and 7A, right in between there. So, again, that's important to take note of. But questions. Never be afraid to ask questions because that's where you gain knowledge. Ooh, that sounds almost spiritual. I am a grandfather. Anyway. Call the hotline. If this is striking a chord with you, it's like, I wish I knew. I wish, you know, what could I plant? Thing people ask is like, I have shade.
Shade, yeah.
I have shade, or I have sun. Mm-hmm. Are these sun plants? Yeah. Okay, now is a shade plant a sun plant? Often it can be. At the nursery, they're not shading things to grow them underneath. Like if they're growing 1,000 of this one plant, they don't necessarily shade it. Mm-hmm. So most of it can grow, and it's able to grow in the sun, but there are just different techniques. Like for instance, we do not water our dwarf Japanese maples during the day. What I mean by that is we don't put the overhead sprinklers on so that their leaves get wet during the day. And the reason for that is because those tiny droplets create little microscopes or little magnifying glasses that where the sun hits it, it burns holes in the leaves. And it burns like, and it turns those leaves and they get splotchy brown. So that's one thing. We're going to have our last segment today is going to be on watering. We're going to give you a watering lesson. But it's those types of things where you just, you learn. Right, Eliel?
Sure.
What else did you have in mind?
Yeah, when I'm in the nursery, you know, my mindset is that, okay, the customer has no clue as what they want. And then I just ask questions. Boom, 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 boom.
What's the first question you ask?
I always ask them, okay, give me a dimension on your garden and what you want.
Right.
And because a lot of folks that come in, oh, I just pulled out all my overgrown shrubs.
Yeah.
That's a huge problem. Spacing. So I need to know that from the beginning. Now, if they can give me a ballpark number, I can play with that. And then I can space it out here, out there in the nursery. But that to me is key because I don't know what to put in there unless you tell me what you have.
Yeah.
You know, and so that I start out with. Then
dimensions are key.
Oh, yeah.
Dimensions. And heights of windows.
Heights of windows, yeah, all that. All that's
where
necessary.
Where the walks fall.
Yeah.
You know, a little sketch can go a long way.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Please don't bring your phone into the outdoor nursery and try to get us to see it in the sunshine.
Yeah, that,
see it? Can you see it?
Can't
with
see
people
it.
Wiggling their phone.
Yeah.
No, it's there. Can you see it?
Yeah, we can't
print
see
it out. Print out the pictures that you just took. I'd rather see 20 pictures that where we only use one than trying to decipher dimensions from an image that's on your phone that is reflecting the sun that I really can't see. So,
yeah.
You should, like, I was like, see it? Can you see?
Especially
can
your,
you see?
Especially when your phones are really dirty.
Oh, yeah. All right.
I was like, ooh.
We're coming up to a break. We're going to continue our discussion right after this. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. Wanting to up your garden? With 90 years of organic gardening experience, the Espoma Company has you covered. Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your average garden variety fertilizer. Garden Tone is especially blended for organic vegetable gardens. Its all-natural formula contains Biotone, a blend of organic ingredients that supplies essential nutrients for strong, healthy plants and mouth-watering vegetables. Its slow-release formula provides continuous feeding. The Biotone contained in Garden Tone is a combination of organic ingredients and beneficial microbes. microbes to help roots grow deeper and faster for bigger, more bountiful harvest. Garden Tone is simple to use and safe for people, pets, and the planet. No harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers are ever added. You can find Garden Tone at fine garden centers. Visit Espoma.com to find a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Last year, millions of Americans asked the internet about protecting their lawns and gardens. There's one simple answer: BioAdvanced. Because gardeners have trusted the Blue Bottle for decades. Invasive insects? Blue Bottle. Lawn fungus? Blue Bottle. Japanese beetles? Blue Bottle. A BioAdvanced answer for every question and guaranteed solutions for every problem. BioAdvanced. Get more from the Blue Bottle. BioAdvanced All-in-One Rose and Flower Care controls insects and diseases, plus weeds.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. Julio has a cold, so I said I'd do all the introductions today. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were talking about standards set in the nursery.
Sure.
Why? You know, we got a phone call last week. Kind of like was like, man, we got a call that asked if we had visited any of the nurseries around us, and it's like, well, they're our competition, and like we know about them. Huh. You know, we know who they are, and that. But again, you know, we deal with the same people they're buying from, or we're buying from better nurseries than they are. And to be honest with you, I know that to be the truth.
That is.
Again, we have a standard. When we buy a plant, it's a plant that we would plant in our own at our own home. Yeah. And that we would use for our own landscape. And it's important to know, like for instance, we're always trying to look for that next new thing. Like the Eclipse hydrangea has been tough to find, and when we introduced it,
we said it would. Yeah,
we said it would.
Big pop up on the Eclipse, man.
Yeah.
Nobody can find them anywhere.
Yep, and that where we've got some friends in the nursery industry that I think that will get them later on. But again, this is the first year that they're out.
Right.
Remember we talked about the glowing.
Oh yeah.
These are petunias that are luminescent. So what happens is they glow in the dark. No fooling.
So I show my daughter that, right?
Yeah.
And my daughter, we had the conversation about, you know, the whole engineering of plants and how, you know, the hybridization of certain plants have given them some of these crazy kind of features, at least to us, right?
And glow in the dark's pretty crazy.
Right? Just think of like a lot of underwater plants, they glow. You know what I mean? Like a lot of underwater fish, they glow as well. Yeah. So, you know.
And, gotta go way down.
right. But like I say that my daughter came up with an idea. She was like, can we get some glow-in-the-dark ink, a food coloring?
And have the plants absorb it?
And have the plants absorb it and see if we can do our own hybridization.
Well, I tell you what, those blue orchids that you see, that's kind of that same method.
It's, okay.
So, yeah, you probably could.
I'm afraid to kill it. So.
Yeah, well, hey, that's what scientists do, you know? Oh, they take those chances. But with the bioluminescent petunias, the way that they were crossed with, of all things, a mushroom. Now, a mushroom is not necessarily a plant, you know, but it was able to cross that and use that in the petunias to get it to glow. So it was actually a glowing mushroom, glow-in-the-dark mushroom. So I'm going to find out. I talked to my growers. None of my growers were doing it. It was an outrageously priced, like a 4-inch pot wholesale is costing $40. And I got 15 of them to try just to see if it's the real deal or is it, you know, snake oil. You know, I don't know. So I'll find out. We'll update you. But this is the kind of stuff that your local independent garden center will try to find out for you. And they kind of, you know, we do it all the time. Like we scrub the selection to find out what are the plants that really perform as opposed to plants that have a great marketing campaign.
Right. Yeah. And that's the standards that you have learned throughout the years.
Sure.
And because you have relationships too with those folks.
Yeah. Yeah. And that we know a lot of our growers have been, you know, I was thinking about one of our growers that, as a greenhouse grower, and that where my grandparents bought from them. You know, I'm 59 years old. So my parents bought from, his name is Mark, Mark's father, you know, and now here I'm buying from Mark, and that there's a next generation where my son Carl is still there. And we're buying, I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
That's a great legacy.
And what's ironic is I also buy from Mark's brother-in-law.
Oh, you do?
Anyways.
There you go.
Big family.
Yeah, big family.
But
stretched out.
Yeah. In any case, those kind of relationships are the things that make you understand what's new, what's coming out, uh-huh. and that, you know, we talk a lot. And some of the larger growers that we deal with are still families. They're not, you know, a lot of people think it's corporate. You know, there's only a handful of corporate growers that I can tell you about, but they're mostly all family.
That's right. So, and this is what separates us from the rest.
The men from the boys.
That's correct.
The men from the boxes. I don't know. Anyway, but it's a big difference when you come prepared to the garden center and you know what you're looking like. Say you have an annual where that you want to plant annuals, and you have an area where, you know, it's half shade and half sun, and you want that. I mean, that information, it's hard to read the back of the tags when it just shows like a little picture of a half a sun.
Yeah,
you know, right. It's like, well, which half is it?
Yeah,
you know? Can it grow in both halves, or can it grow? You know, that's where it's important to get that information from the folks that are selling it. And ideally, you're going to a local garden center. And pricing is astonishingly low compared to it. It's just an automatic thing. Aaron, wouldn't you say as a consumer with a young family where you're watching, you know, you're watching where your money's going, and that where you automatically think that the independent, whether it's a butcher shop or whether it's a, you know, a garden center, that they automatically are going to be more expensive than, say, Costco or, you know, wherever.
100%.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
And that, like, I came across Lavender.
Right.
Sheesh.
Lavender was at ShopRite, Danielle. And Danielle's my fiance, and she works at ShopRite. And they had beautiful lavender. Not hardy. Selling Spanish lavender. Tim from Centerton Nursery, we've had on as a guest from that. Tim said, yeah, I saw the same ones. They're not hardy. They're Spanish lavender. Oh, they look great. They're flowering right now.
Right.
They're going to put them in the ground, and they're not going to come back. So, and like last week, we had our listener ask us about his lavender and how it was dying back. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't even get to this point, you know, the point where they didn't look good. They would just plain die first frost. You got to keep your eye on what you're buying. Julio, what is the most common question you get in the nursery?
The most common question is...
where are your roses?
About the roses?
No, anything.
Oh, yeah. You know...
you've got a lot of people, notes over
people
there.
People are struggling with the actual plant, and they just go in and they don't know what to put in there.
Do they buy the first thing they see that looks cool?
Oh, I don't allow that. What I do is
I do.
I tell them, go around and see what you like, and then come back to me. Then we're going to know what to put in that section that you're looking at.
Good point.
You know,
good point. Because a lot of times, where like what I just said is like we set up displays that are impulse,
right?
You know, and look, we're retailers as well.
Right.
But that impulse, if you go and grab one and take it home, you know, that and Aaron puts a sign on it. Everything's labeled right. The signage is there. That's great. But like Julio just said, if you tell me, you know, you go and you pick out a plant and it's not going to work in your environment, we can be the detectives and say, all right, so you want to put in gold thread cypress, we were talking about, but you have all shade. You can't use that there, but you could probably use this as an alternative. You know, you get the same color in the foliage. You get the same look. It's a little bit different texture, but it still will brighten up that dark space. So yeah. that's what's invaluable.
Invaluable.
Why is invaluable?
I mean, it is. I mean, you can't put a price tag on it, but I think you can if you're putting it in the ground, right?
Yeah.
And so, to be honest, this is information you cannot. You know what I mean? Get at a big box. You have to go to your local garden centers because they're going to tell you what's good for your ground, what's good for your zone, your hardiness.
You and know? How to plant it, how to water it, make sure you're using bumper crop.
And they'll tell you what the half sun is and that.
Hey, that's right.
You know what I mean? So absolutely, please, guys, you got to support the local garden centers for sure.
I think those tags, the half sun and the half, that they're for the optimist thinks, yeah, thinks it's sun. You know, the pessimist thinks that it's for the shade. You know?
Right, anyway. But that is another big thing is like people come in and, you know, I work in the back in marketing and that sense. But when I'm out there on the floor, people are asking, what does this mean? What does the half sun mean? Does it have to have a half sun all day or is it partial shade? I don't understand it.
Right. So, how many hours of sun?
Right.
How many hours of sun?
Absolutely.
Yeah. We often get more people that think they have shade because they don't consider the fact that like they have reflected sun from the grass and from a different area. So they actually get more sun than they thought. So keep that in mind when you're looking for your next plant that you might be getting sun. It may be on the certain side of the house, but if it's getting reflected sun from like a shed that's near it or something else, you're still getting more sun than you think. So.
Michael Jackson calls that off the wall.
Ooh. Wow. All right, hit it, Sam. Sam just woke up. Sorry. All right, we're going to break. Right. We'll be right back in the garden right after this. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or see and hear us by subscribing to Bloomers' YouTube channel. Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley every Saturday. First, wake up with us at 6 a.m. on WNWR The Word at 95.3 FM and 1540 AM. Tune in at 8 a.m. to Bloomers in the Garden Radio on Talk 860 WWDB. A rebroadcast of Bloomers in the Garden Radio is played each Saturday evening at 5 p.m. on The Word, 95.3 FM and 1540 AM. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard throughout the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden. Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. We're freestyling today. My daughter gets to celebrate Mother's Day.
Yeah, is that awesome?
Yeah, we never got one call from last week when we asked.
Right.
Are husbands, significant others, supposed to buy the mother of the family a gift? No, either.
I'll tell you what we do in my house. I take my kids shopping for Mother's Day.
Right.
And whatever gifts they give, it comes from daddy also. You know what I mean? It comes from me also. So that usually works generally. But I know like growing up, there's some people like in my household that, you know, have passed away now, but you know, I had an uncle that always was like, yo, your mother's your mother, right? You always want to treat her respect, but your wife, your daughters, all of that, when they become mothers, they've got their own pots to deal with. I'm like, okay, so you worry about yourself on Mother's Day. I said, Mother's Day? Wait.
So you're not giving gifts. You're giving. Well, see, you have
been. We're doing
kids.
It together.
That doesn't count. My kids are all old. They're having kids.
Yeah, you're right.
So, like, you know, now as a father with a daughter who has a son just born, you know, or do I just, like, make sure my son-in-law doesn't mess up?
Oh, no. You
know? Stay on top of it.
You go, Steve. Yeah. You Steve, know, you've been doing good so far.
Yeah, he's doing good.
Don't worry. That's what I'm there for.
Yeah.
Let me know. Anyway, so anyway, Mother's Day is here. There are a bunch of plants being sold for Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. And that the whole thing with Mother's Day is that there are some plants that we know are destined to die. And it makes me feel bad. And the little bit of thought, I guess, when someone's buying a gift as a plant, watering is the most important. Now, we're going to cover this in depth at the end of the show, the last segment. But it's watering, and it's not necessarily like you would think. Most people on pots, okay, when they get combo pots and things, and they put a saucer underneath it, sometimes they take care of it too well. You know, and that, again, it's just, oh, yeah, I don't know. I mean, when you tell people, Julio, when customers come in and they're all excited about buying, you know, a new landscape, do they forget about the maintenance portion?
They do.
They do?
Nothing is in their head about maintenance.
Look, when you buy roses, expect to spray them. And I don't care if they're knockout roses or, and I'm sorry to burst your bubble, but they're going to need to be sprayed every 2 weeks or so during the growing season. It's not going to be that long, you know, and it's also they're going to need to be fed to do well. They like to be fed and pampered a little bit.
They do.
And that we talked about Golden Euonymus, that bright, cheery plant that my grandmother had right by the swing set. Anyway. That is a plant that is host specific. Host specific. It gets an insect that is called, most appropriately, Euonymus scale. And when people plant it, it gets this white powder that goes up and down the stems. Now, those of you that have Euonymus growing outside, and I don't mean burning bush Euonymus. I'm talking about the yellow kind or the white kind that have the variegated leaves. Look at the stems and look for that insect that's on that stem. And it's Euonymus scale. And it looks powdery. You know, it's not like you see a bug walking around. Scale have legs when they're immature. And they're like barnacles where when they mature, they get their legs fall off and they sucker to the stem of the plant. Now, that's all types of scale. But Euonymus scale specifically, being host specific, that's going to need to get sprayed with a systemic insecticide so it makes the plant poisonous to the insect so you don't have to deal with it. It's something you're just going to have to do. There is no plastic plant that grows, you know, and even plastic plants, get dusty.
Yeah.
I have that problem in my house. They're silk.
So for instance, like Euonymus scale, we're talking like the cotton ball looking things,
like
Rihanna at the Super Bowls. Right? You know, I think our listeners, if you haven't watched the Rihanna at the Super Bowl, they look like kind of like that.
Show.
Like mealybug sort of. Like,
they
like,
do. Yeah, that's exactly what they look like. And but then they stop walking around and they look like just, you know, cotton buzz along the... But what happens, they're alive,
right,
and they're just like sucking, like a barnacle, they're sucking the life out of the plant, and your plant just doesn't look good, and it's weak, and then other things attack it. If you just spray it and know that you're going to have to do it once in a while, it's no problem. That's easy to get rid of. You don't have to do necessarily systemic, but you can use, you have to use a contact spray, like a horticultural oil, which is easy peasy of all of the insects controls, where it smothers the plant. It's organic and it's just a light petroleum, it's a light oil that you can spray, and that will clean it up and clean up most other insects too. But it's just, you have to do it.
Azaleas.
I love azaleas. We talked about our love for azaleas. I guess it was what? That was last week.
Last week, absolutely.
Where azaleas get lace bug. And if you ever look really close to an azalea leaf that looks kind of dull, it'll look like there are tiny little spots all on the leaf that it's mottled. And the leaf isn't like one color. It's like there's just little spots on it. That's lace bug. Lace bug is easy to control as long as you spray it. And that all of you organic people out there, there are plenty of organic controls. Like Julio does a commercial for Triple Action, yes. You know, which is a great, it's great neem products. Mixed with permethrin, and that where it's all organic and it works really well. But you need to reapply it. That's the only unfortunate part. There are tissues that when you buy plants, it's not burdensome, okay? It's not burdensome. Think of it like your teeth, okay? Dentist wants you to brush your teeth. But if you don't brush your teeth are going to fall out. If you don't spray your plants now and then and feed them and water them correctly, they're going to die. You just need to take care of them. It requires maintenance. These are living things. And that the better they're going to look is by the way that they're taken care of. And we're not talking a burdensome thing where every week, like cutting the grass. Every week I got to cut the grass. Man, I hate this. But where it's once a month, every couple of weeks, you're going to need to do something for your plants. And that what I would do is that there are plenty of general insecticides that you can get that are for roses, for shrubbery, for different types of plants, even some of the organics, which are for vegetables that you could use. And you just know that you're going to need to spray because we get a lot of issues in that it makes a big difference. And you need to ask, but don't be startled when somebody says, well, euonymus gets this, or Alberta spruce can get spider mites, or that black spots come on roses. It's okay. It's okay. You can do it. You can do it, and it is not an issue. Partner with your local garden center. All right, we'll be back in the garden right after this. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
Looking to get rid of those broadleaf weeds? Fertilome's Weed-Free Zone is a broadleaf post-emergent weed killer that kills 80 of the toughest broadleaf weeds in lawns and other areas in your yard. Fertilome's Weed-Free Zone is a fast-acting product. It's a cool weather performer in the 45 to 90 degree range. Fertilome's Weed-Free Zone is excellent for those tough weeds including poison ivy, henbit, Virginia buttonweed, wild violet, thistle, dandelion, chickweed, spurge, and ground ivy. Fertilome's Weed-Free Zone is the go-to tough weed killer in the Fertilome product line. A proven cool weather performer you must have.
So,
the next time you visit your local independent garden center, ask for Fertilome's Weed-Free Zone and expect to have the best lawn and landscape in the neighborhood.
You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or see and hear us by subscribing to Bloomers' YouTube channel. Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley every Saturday. First, wake up with us at 6 a.m. on WNWR The Word at 95.3 FM and 1540 AM. Tune in at 8 a.m. to Bloomers in the Garden Radio on Talk 860 WWDB. A rebroadcast of Bloomers in the Garden Radio is played each Saturday evening at 5 p.m. on The Word, 95.3 FM and 1540 AM. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard throughout the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden. Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. All right, Aaron, nothing to say here, but there's no such thing as a brown thumb.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. If you're watching on YouTube, you'll see my brown thumb.
Yeah. I tell you what, your thumb's turning green, though.
It is.
Your thumb is turning
green. I guess what's brown and green mixed together, it's just a darker green, right?
I guess. I have a little more fertilizer. Right. I don't know. I don't think I'm allowed.
I'm not allowed.
You know, I'm not allowed to make those comments without offending someone in our audience.
Yeah, you're Polish, man. You're Polish.
I'm not
man.
Polish.
Wait, what are you Czech?
I am.
Where's your family? Dutch. I'm sorry. That's
I'm
it.
Dutch. I'm you're Dutch
good.
And German.
You're good.
Dutch and German.
You got to watch out, man. Cancel culture is real.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
I know.
We're good.
We're never coming to you.
But yeah, for sure. I actually am turning my brown thumb green.
Yeah.
For sure. For sure. I have definitely learned some of the best practices from you guys over the last 2 years. So this is great.
It was funny. When we were, Sandy was out, Julio was out, everybody was out, and I called into the office, Aaron, you got to get out of here. We're busier than anything. It's the first day it hasn't rained.
Right.
And Aaron was all over the place telling people where stuff was, how to grow it. And it's like, wow. It's like, wow, he needs to come out here more often.
Hey, I'm trying to get in where I fit in. That's all, man.
We might put his office outside.
Hey, that'd be a change of pace, man.
Can you direct me to?
Yeah, right.
Well, look, a green thumb is just kind of following some rules and
sure, and
not believing that. Oh, I just can't grow plants. Gosh, I hate it when people say that. How do you feel when people come in, Julio, and they tell you, "It's like I'm just not good with plants."
I had a lady come in last week. She said to me, "I kill all my plants." I said, "Because you don't know how to take care of them. We here will show you how."
Education is power.
It is.
When they say that, I think it's like, well, what do you do to them?
Right.
You know, do you sit on them? Do you leave them in the car?
Where are you planting them? How much are you watering? Or how less are
they
you
need
watering?
Water?
Right. Just pop them
They're
and drop
so
them?
They're so pretty, I didn't want to do anything.
Yeah, right.
So again, there's no such thing as brown thumb, and I don't want to hear that. And that again, that being right outside of Philadelphia, you know, we have so many transplants from Philly into the suburbs where we're located. And they, you know, it's and that my best Rocky accent is like, I know nothing but concrete. I don't know. Not allowed. Not allowed. That is not an excuse. We can help you. And it all comes down to some basic things. Like in our last segment, we were talking about some things need to be sprayed. Some things need to be, but everything, again, our last segment, make sure that you hang in there till our last segment because it all comes down to watering. Now, if you just do nothing but water, you know, things may get a little on the yellow side because there's no food and all that fertilizer gets flushed out, you know? I have a secret. Should I tell a secret on air? It's not about my personal life.
Okay. All right. Wait a minute.
Calm down.
Wait a minute.
I don't have any. There are no secrets. Anyway, at Bloomers, we constantly feed through our irrigation system by our annual suction. That it is a small amount of fertilizer is being fed to each plant. So that way it is fully nourished when you bring it home. And that it also keeps it up because if you're just doing water all the time, that it ends up flushing out the fertilizer and that, which is a good thing. Mm-hmm. Because if there's certain granular fertilizers, and I think we touched on this too last week, where it actually has a lot of salts in it, and that where if you're only watering that those salts, and especially if you're not watering enough. Again, this we're going to talk about the second segment, our final segment rather. That you need to water to get that salt pulled away from the stems of the plants, especially when they're in a pot. This is primarily what I'm speaking of, so that it comes out the bottom. You don't want that salt to collect near the stem. And that's why you make sure that you're watering correctly. But the thing is you need to feed. You need to feed. That should be another one. Instead of like, don't fear the shears, right, Julio? What's another? Right. You need to feed. We got a million of them.
I had a lady come running down. I was, you know, in the where the hydrangeas were.
Yeah,
and she comes running. Julio.
Oh, did you run?
I almost did.
Yeah. Like
she said to me, "Oh, I want to thank you for my roses are the most beautiful things now. You told me to put bumper crop down and fertilizer, and it's growing so beautifully." And I'm saying to myself, "That's all it takes.
That's all it takes. Just a little bit of effort.
That's right."
And it's good to be outside. It's good to be outside.
Yeah.
Turn the TV off. Turn the computer off. Go outside. Take your kids. I love the fact that Aaron's kids love being outside.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, my son is more the outside, but Ava's, you know, Ava loves to be inside, and she loves to be outside until the bugs, the bugs come out.
But Ava's birder, right?
Right, she is the birder. And not only that, I think, you know, gardening is very therapeutic, man, for me in particular. Like, it takes my mind off all of the buzz from, you know, whatever happened that day or the weekend. You know, I get up early now. I used to never get up early to feed my plants at 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning before I make my kids lunch. Like, that's crazy, right? But I mean, I take that time for myself, right? And it serves me well, because every time I go outside and somebody sees me get my mail, they're stopping. Oh, your plants are so beautiful, and I love what you're doing.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah.
Brown thumb.
Absolutely.
That green thumb is showing.
Listen, man, that hunter green thumb, that's what it's turning. It. Hunter green.
Greener than green.
Right.
Well, it's the therapeutic part of plants, whether they're indoor plants, outdoor plants, when you take care of your plants, like, you know, taking care of kids, but they don't have mouths that can say, I want ice cream. Mm-hmm. But they can certainly turn yellow, or they can let you know by what they're doing of what they need. Yeah,
droopy.
But they just need that little bit of care. That little bit of care.
For sure.
But the most important thing is water.
Yep.
And our next segment is the most important that you're going to hear. It may be our most important segment that we do all year, just simply because it's all about water.
Absolutely.
All right. You'll hear about it right when we get back, right after this.
Spring is here, and people have a lot of questions about Weed & Feed. There's one simple answer. Bio-Advanced 5-in-1 Weed & Feed. Just one application kills lawn weeds and prevents new weeds and crabgrass up to 6 months. And if crabgrass is already growing, it kills that too. Plus, 5-in-1 feeds and greens your lawn. Bio-Advanced 5-in-1 Weed & Feed. Get more from the blue bag.
Here's the dirt on potting mixes. They're not all created equal. Espoma Organic Potting Mix gives roots the ideal balance of air and moisture. It contains a special blend of beneficial mycorrhiza to help grow stronger roots, bigger plants, and more bountiful blooms. Try Espoma Organic Potting Mix indoors and out for all your potted flowers, vegetables, and you'll see why it's the best. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Organic potting mix from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Your next houseplant is waiting for you in Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse. Bloomers recognizes that houseplant choices are as important to your interior decorating as the fabric on your couch. The right plant paired with the perfect container can bring a dynamic change to your home. A houseplant brings life to your world and connects your home's interior to the greater outdoors. Even a small succulent placed on your coffee table has a way of connecting your living room to the Amazon rainforest. How about an air plant in your kitchen? Looking for an indoor flowering plant to add color to your plant palette? Bloomers has a large revolving assortment of flowering beauties. From aglaonemas to ZZ plants, Bloomers Greenhouse is stocked with your next favorite indoor plant. Bloomers carries a large selection of pottery and containers to match your home's decor and make any of your plants more beautiful. Bloomers experts can help you care for your plants and have the fertilizer, insecticides, leaf shine, and specialty soils you need to grow healthy and happy indoor plants. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse and make every room in your home a living room. Visit bloomers.com for more information. That's bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden. Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. Water everywhere,
but
not enough to drink for your plants. So, most important thing with watering. Julio, I'm going to cover container plants and hanging baskets.
Okay.
All right? You're going to handle perennials and shrubs in the ground.
And shrubs, okay.
Okay? All right. First of all, you go and you buy these beautiful containers that are mixed containers that you put outside on your patio, or you put them on your front porch, or you give them as a gift. More importantly, they need to get water, but they don't need water all the time. Let them dry out a little bit. You need to water them when they go dry. You take your index finger probe that's used in containers, but it's also used with your shrubs and perennials, right?
Yep.
So you take your finger and you put it in, and you can even take a pinch of soil out and see if it's dry or is it wet. About an inch to 2 inches down, if it's dry, it's time to water. But how do I water? You have to water enough, okay, that the goes through the drainage holes on the bottom and overflows the rim on the top. Now, we're not houseplants. It's a little more touchy. But we're talking about your outdoor patio pots and hanging baskets. Now, why is that? You can get tricked into thinking watering your plants, but you're not. Plant dries out, especially when, we've hit 80 a couple of times this week. When we're hitting 80 and 90 degrees, but there's, low humidity, the soil ball that's in that pot shrinks. And it allows a gap to form between the edge of the pot. Now, all of a sudden, you're watering. It's like, oh, yeah, it's coming out the bottom. Everything's fine. No. It has to expand that soil, plug that gap, and then overflow the top so that that water percolates through the root ball, not going around the sidewalls of the pot, right out the drainage holes. That is essential. And you want it to be dry before you water it. You don't want to keep it wet. Like there are some plants that want to be moist but not wet. Coleus and impatiens. And if you're New Guinea impatiens or sun patients or double impatiens or regular impatiens kind of wilt down, they're fine. They're fine because they spring back up without any damage. So you don't really need to be watering all the time. But you do need to make sure you water thoroughly, more at one time and less often. Less often. We have some saucers that go on the bottom of hanging baskets, and I actually kind of love these because what they'll do is that when you water and that water drains out a little bit, it'll hold some around that pot and it acts like a wick to wick to the soil that's in that pot, and it gives you a little reprieve about watering. So if you're having problems with keeping things wet, we get it a lot. It's like, oh, I can't, I get full sun where that pot is. And often, how many cuttings are in?
Oh my gosh.
Those combination pots that you have, if you have anything like a 10-inch combination pot, you have like 6 or 8 plants that are in there all trying to do, they're taking all that moisture out. Yeah. If you have like 5, like if you're planting your own, just pick like 5 plants or less of like maybe smaller plants, like a 4-inch pot or something like that, because they're competing with that moisture and that some are going to get choked out, but you have to make sure that you're on top of it. So if you're watering, you want to make sure that it doesn't shrink to the point where there's that gap between the sidewall and the root ball, and that you want to make sure that you water and you seal it expands with water, and then wait until it gets a little bit dry again. Index finger probe. There you go. Use your index finger probe, and that will tell you when it needs to get watered. Any of your plants that are in containers, doesn't matter if they're hanging baskets or they're patio pots, or even if you have shrubbery that are planted in containers, roses, you name it, any of the containers, you want to let them dry out a little bit before you water them, because water also will bring disease in you. And that's another show. Mm-hmm. Well, what do you got? I'm planting in my landscape.
Yes.
I got a sprinkler system.
Yeah, right.
I got a sprinkler system. That'll take care of it.
One of the things, again, high standards of where Bloomers is, and we go by that, is not only do we show you how to plant, but we also show you how to water.
Right.
That's the last step. Now, when I had a woman the other day, and she said to me, I said, do you water? She says, yeah, every day. Uh-huh. I said, whoa, hold on now. We can't do that. Just think of yourself going into the shower and spending all day, every day. You have wrinkles all over your place.
At the buffet, that's what you're doing. You're going to the buffet all day, the all you can eat.
Yeah, that's it.
You're drowning. For sure.
So one of the things I always recommend is a soaker hose around your landscape. You only have to turn on the hose and your water spigot for at least half an hour. That's
timers.
It.
Timers.
Timers, yeah.
Put a timer on your soaker hose.
That's happened to me. I've let it go on all day. Yeah.
But, you know, if you'd set a timer that it's on for 4 hours and then it goes off, and that now the timers are so sophisticated that you could have it like skip a day or skip 2 days, but you have to develop that pattern.
Right, right.
So in the ground, like how often, like this is the question we always get, how often should I water?
Well, again, use your index finger and to know that because, you know, the environment changes so much, especially in the heat and then you have the wind.
Rain.
Right, rain, yeah, it rains all day, you know, that you get overwater that way. So my rule of thumb is once a month with shrubs. And then perennials.
Once a month?
I mean, what did I say, once a month?
He said once a month, folks. Rewind the tape.
Once a week. Once a week.
Once a week.
Once a week. And then perennials, you got to check them because they're all a little different.
A lot of perennials treat like annuals. And when they're getting started, after they're established, you can kind of let them go. But to get them started, you're going to need to water them. You know, like you said, you just got to check. And you develop a pattern. You know, just like on the containers, just on shrubs, it's the same thing. It's like every third day I water. Okay, I understand. And if we get rain, I don't have to water, so I skip a day. And that's the kind of watering that you want to do. Yeah. But just to make it easy, you use that soaker hose.
Yeah, use it all the time.
Yeah, so more water at one time, less often. Oxygen around the root system of the plant is essential, so you don't want to keep them wet. So more at one time, less often. That goes for your lawn, too.
Yeah.
Right? Boy.
Yes, sir. Yep.
If you've got questions about watering, we want to hear you on the hotline.
Yes.
All right. We'll be right back right after this. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
Well,
freewheeling show. All right. If you've got any questions about your garden, make sure that you call the hotline. Come visit us. Yeah. We're really there. It's so funny when people who listen to the show, they go and they say, hey, you're really here. Yeah. It's like, we actually have jobs. We only do this for fun. We'll see you next week, the same time, right here. See you in the garden.
See you in the garden.